The leader crouched slightly, ready to draw.
All right, when I say go...
Go ahead and say it.
That was a new voice Cyrus had never heard before. He looked back over his shoulder and saw a stranger standing at the corner of the house. A tall man in a buckskin shirt and a broad-brimmed brown hat, who stood there with his thumbs hooked in his gun belt, like he didn't have a care in the world. The hat shaded his face, so Cyrus couldn't see it all that well, but he saw blonde hair curling around the man's ears and down the back of his neck.
Who the hell?
Go ahead. I'm betting I can kill all four of you before that puppy hits the ground. What do you think?
Kill him!
It was amazing how much easier it was to live when you weren't afraid to die. The man called Kid Morgan had learned that lesson, and learned it well. He had been through hell on earth already. The next world couldn't hold anything worse than the crucible of fire through which he had already passed. Now, whenever he faced death, a great calmness descended upon him. At the moment, the only thing that concerned him was getting lead in all four of the men before they killed him, so that they couldn't hurt the woman or the boy after he was gone. With a whisper of steel on leather, the Colt on his hip came out of its holster, seeming to leap into his hand of its own accord with a flicker of movement faster than the eye could follow. He went for the loudmouthed leader first, the man who thought it would be funny to blast a helpless puppy out of the air. If there had been time, the kid might have permitted himself a second of satisfaction at the way the man's face caved in on itself as a .45 slug pulped his nose and bored into his brain. By the time that happened, the kid had already shifted his aim and fired again, sending a bullet into the chest of the man holding the horses. As that man collapsed, the kid pivoted and went for the hombre with the puppy. The man didn't toss the little dog into the air as the leader had told him to. Instead, he dropped the pup to the ground and clawed at the gun on his hip. He hadn't cleared leather by the time the kid's third shot punched into his guts and doubled him over. Three of the bastards down, and not one of them had gotten off a shot. Not bad. But the fourth man got off a shot, and the kid felt a hammer blow on his left thigh. The slug's impact knocked him halfway around, but he stayed on his feet and swung his Colt toward the fourth man. The kid's finger froze on the trigger. The man had one arm looped around the woman's neck, holding her in front of him. The kid couldn't fire without hitting her, and the son of a bitch knew it. The gunman didn't have any such worries, and a vicious leer appeared on his face as he drew a bead to put his next bullet dead center in the kid's body. A man whose face was covered with blood lurched through the open door of the ranch house behind the would-be killer. He held something in his hands, and the morning sun reflected off it as he plunged it in the gunman's back. The gunman staggered forward. The woman twisted out of his grip and threw herself on the ground, covering the little boy's body with her own. The kid's revolver slammed out another shot. The fourth gunman jerked and pitched forward, landing on his face. The handle of a pitchfork stuck up from his back, the tines buried deep.
Shot!